this is the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service is this year. And here at Padre Island National Seashore, we said, what better way to celebrate 100 years of being a service to the public, being the caretakers for the crown jewels of North America, all those natural and historic things, by actually having an event about sea turtles. Because the work to bring back the endangered Kemp's Ridley sea turtle that almost went extinct in 1980, well, that work started almost 40 years ago. So here we have the 100th birthday of the National Park Service, and the last 40 of those 100 years, the rangers, the community, the scientific community as well, people from Corpus Christi, they've all been working together to help bring back this almost extinct species. So to celebrate that tomorrow, this event will start at 6:30 tomorrow. I can confirm for sure, I just got the news, that there will be a release tomorrow morning. And so what we're doing is inviting people to come out. The superintendent went all the way up to D.C. to say, hey, we want everybody to be welcome at this event. Can we make it a free event? So there will be no entry fees charged into the park on July 9th, which is tomorrow. So people can come. We start off with the sea turtle release, which is an incredible event if you've never got to see that. Baby sea turtles making it to the ocean. And you'll be helping, because there will be volunteers and rangers with flags to keep the birds away. But one of the other big predators of baby sea turtles when they're crawling from the beach to the water is crabs. And as a public, when you come, you'll be the ones keeping the crabs away by standing there. So that's awesome. But that's just the tip of the iceberg for what's going to happen in this event. That all starts at 6:30. We'll take a short break. We'll have the visitor center open starting about 7:15. And then it'll keep rolling from there. At 8:30, we'll have special speakers. We're setting up a special tent in the parking lot. Dr. Donna Shaver, Dr. Wibbles, even some of the staff from the Sea Turtle team will be doing presentations in this tent. Concurrently with that, we will have all these activities for kids. We're going to have some live animals, well, not sea turtles, but other types of turtles, so we can compare and contrast. We'll have a special painting class, watercolors. We'll have all sorts of activities for kids, from crafts to things they can learn about turtles. And we're going to give each kid, or kid at heart, a little card of a sea turtle. And if you go around to at least six activities and get initialed off, on the scutes, which is the things that are on the outside of the turtle, if you get six initials from six different activities, you can come to one of the swearing-in ceremonies. And you may have heard that there's this thing called the Junior Ranger Program in all national parks, where you usually get a free booklet, and you get a badge, and that badge is just for that park. Well, to take it up a notch, just for this awesome event, we made a special Junior Ranger Centennial Badge, Sea Turtle Centennial Badge, in fact, just for this event. So it's got a turtle on it, and if you are here, it's the only time you can get that badge. So once the kids have enough initials, they can be at one of the swearing-in ceremonies. And so this will keep going on, but we are all done by 1 o'clock. We don't want people here when it gets really hot in the afternoon. So we hope to see you. It's going to be so much fun. Get here as early as you can to get a good parking spot, and come out and help us celebrate the birthday of the National Park Service and all the hard work everyone's been doing to bring back the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle.